This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, you're with the Hump Day crew. Ed's Ginny and the Bish here with you till 9 hours. Part of Gay May, we chatted to the cast members of Queer as Folk, and another part of Gay May was to initiate the Bish into the gay community. Now, the Bish, you got up to something last night, you were saying.
I did get up to something last night with a group of people.
Oh, sounds sus.
And actually, it wasn't sus. It was brilliant. It was a great experience. Part of Gay May, as you mentioned, I had to do a few initiations. I did a choreography dance routine, did my crooning, and then I had the pleasure of going along to an event that takes part every fourth Tuesday of the month at Turek Bowling Club, and this is PFLAG. And with us today to talk further about PFLAG is Kerry, who is the president, I believe, of PFLAG. And you've been involved for 6 years, haven't you?
Yes, the time's gone very fast, but yes, 6 years.
Okay, excellent. And you looked after me last night. I came along. Yes. And, well, you're going to explain to us today about PFLAG and tell us a bit more about what PFLAG actually is.
Well, PFLAG is for parents and friends of young gays and lesbians, transgender, bisexual. Actually, parents and friends of everyone who isn't straight might be quicker to say it that way, because since I've joined, the sentence gets longer and longer. But we're also finding that sometimes sons and daughters are coming to us when their parents have come out, or we have grandparents who are coming out. So sometimes we can have grandchildren coming to us. But overall, it's mainly the parents who are there. It's a support group for parents when they hear the news. Hey, Mum, there's something I've been trying to tell you, or hey, Dad. And usually they arrive, they're shattered. That's how it is, because they have, as I said last night, we have our dreams for our kids, and that's usually not part, you know, of that. And then we learn a whole fantastic new life.
And I know that there is a number of people there. It's a great support network, as you said. And you also offer a number of books and literature on how to deal with things. And it's very much an open forum for people to come along and express what they've been through. They don't have to if they don't want to, obviously. They can just listen, but also share their experiences.
Yes.
And I know there were a couple of couples, parents, who have been along to PFLAG for over 15 years.
Yes. Ian and Jan, John and Glenys, Ian was recently our president. John was our secretary-treasurer for many years. And last night, and Jeff was their former president. So that was their first time, I think, in, I'd say, nearly 15 years, that they came along as members, not in a role of having to organise anything. So it was quite special for them.
Yeah, it was. And they really were quite insightful and had a lot of interesting views and shared it with the group. And I know there were some new members there as well. There was a couple of people that was their first night. So yes. Well as me, I explained what I was doing there, and I was very welcomed into the group. And they were there to share their experiences. And I saw a lot of really interesting views and a lot of bias towards Queensland, wasn't there last night?
There was. That's doesn't usually happen quite that way. We try to keep away from that, but it's just the way. It was my first night of chairing, so maybe some things did slip out there. I might get someone from the Queensland Tourism Bureau there next month.
No, you did a very good job. You did a very good job. And so people can go along to the Turek Bowling Club, fourth Tuesday of the month. It isn't always the last Tuesday of the month. No. People got to keep mindful of that. Yes. And
so I'm guessing you must have people there from at all different levels of coming to terms with their normally their children's sexuality. How do you normally deal with people when they first contact you and go, oh my God, I've got some bad news, my son or daughter's gay?
Well, sometimes I feel like saying, oh, congratulations, because you're going to have this amazing new life that you never, ever dreamt. Now, for someone like myself who was definitely a true fag hag, I actually ran into a friend of a friend on the tram and said I was coming here, and he said, are you still a fag hag in the 21st century? No, actually, I'm now a mother. But so for someone like me, it was quite different, but my journey was still a journey and a half. But then you have a lot of, majority of parents have never mixed in the gay world at all. And so there's a lot of myths they need to break down. The most important thing is that we show the parents that you can have a fantastic life, and sometimes even a richer life through your child being gay. Mm. You know, you go to Mardi Gras, you meet these amazing new people. Pride Day, you get very involved sometimes with legislation. It can get, you know, all different things.
Well, I'd imagine you'd get different sort of people from different backgrounds, different cultures. And I know certain cultures, especially my culture, have a very taboo stance on homosexuality. It must be difficult sort of breaking through to them and explaining to them this is just about, it's a life that you don't know about. So how do you educate people on our culture, really?
I think it's really, I don't think, no matter what the culture is, people think this, their culture is going to be harder for their parents. I don't think it makes any difference whether it's the white Anglo-Saxon Aussie right through to someone from Iran or wherever they're from. Every individual parent, it's their own journey. Mm. And I think it's through our hope they see that, hey, we have fantastic lives. We have fantastic kids we're so proud of. We have very united families. That's what makes PFLAG such a great organisation, because it is so family-based and got values. It's non-political. I'm on the committee, which I've been for many years, and I try to base my business on the running of how that committee runs, because it's just, you have no personalities, no one on the phone trying to get their opinions across. It's clean all the way through, if that makes sense. And I think it's our hope is what gives those new parents hope.
And this is why you get the loudest cheer at Mardi Gras and at Pride March.
No, I felt like that straight away. I felt welcomed and, you get introduced to everybody. You have a tea and a biscuit, if you wish to do so.
Oh, there's biscuits.
There is, yeah. There's some biscuits. So,
Carlos Kingston.
Do you have herbal tea?
No, Adam, darling. We'll get herbal tea for you, though.
Okay, then I'll come along.
Make sure we get some herbal tea.
And I took a number of leaflets away with me as well, which you offered up straight away, which was interesting.
I got some stickers for the crew.
Yes. So
I'll give one to my mother.
It seems to be a well-run event, but as you said, it's not any sort of personalities or egos there. It's just a very open forum for people to express themselves and hopefully get some useful information for them. Because it's, as we discussed really, it's not a choice, is it?
Far from it. Same as none of us. It's interesting, when people talk about gay people, they say, oh, we can change them. But no one ever says about trying to change me because I'm straight, or that I had a choice to become straight. Mm. You know, and I think if we just keep it in that level, it just simplifies it as well, because it is very simple. Mm. Mm. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Kerry, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us, and for taking the bish under your wing for a night.
I know. I'm going to be back again, actually. Oh, I think great. It's very interesting, and anything that I can, Joy can help with, and us at the Hump Day crew, we definitely support the group. So that's every fourth Tuesday, Toorak Bowling Club.
At 7:30.
And you can actually go onto the website. PFLAG is across the whole of Australia. But you can actually check out on pflagvictoria.org.au, and that gives you all the advice and Q&A, a very interesting question and answers can be looked on there as well.
Kerry, thank you very much for your time. Anthony Manchetti coming up next on the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.